Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is September 22nd, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
That Mercury opposite Uranus pattern we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks, it did bring us lots of unexpected dramatic news.
Yes, right away last Monday, when Mercury and Uranus were exactly lined up, came the news of another mass shooting, this one uncomfortably close to our exalted federal lawmakers, who've seen fit to do nothing to limit the possession of firearms by people who maybe shouldn't have them.
You are referring to the massacre at the Washington Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., where a psychologically challenged ex-Naval Reserve soldier decided to take out his unhappiness on his co-workers at the supposedly secure military compound, killing 12 with a shotgun before local police put a stop to the carnage.
Making everything more dramatic was the now common hysterical response by officials, which was to lock down half the city, including the Capitol building itself, and of course, the usual statements by our exalted leaders. Perhaps Obama expressed it best. Obama told Telemundo that he is concerned that there is a ritual where we all embrace the families, and obviously our thoughts and prayers are with those families right now, and yet we are not willing to take some basic actions that we know would make a difference.
Really? Okay, also in the last week's surprise events category came the news that on Monday that Larry Summers, supposedly the front runner to replace Ben Bernanke as the super powerful chairman of the Federal Reserve, had taken himself out of consideration.
How nice of him. Just the day before, there had been news reports that Obama's nomination of Larry Summers as new Fed head was a done deal. So his announcement that he was bowing out was a big surprise, and it turns out that Wall Street loved the news, and the stock market shot up. But why, Ron, why?
Well, evidently the problem for Wall Street, as far as Larry Summers goes, was the man's reputation as a volatile, arrogant jackass, who is often wrong, yet never doubts himself. And that is a recipe for sure failure on the Federal Reserve. Wall Street prefers someone who is more careful, consistent, and therefore predictable. Thus, upon hearing he was out of the play, the markets were cheered. Anyway, here's another surprise from the media for the now Roman Catholic sector from none other than the Pontiff himself. In an Italian Jesuit journal, Pope Francis gave a remarkably candid and lengthy interview warning that the Catholic Church's moral edifice might fall like a house of cards if it doesn't balance its divisive rules about abortion, gays, and contraception with the greater need to make the Church a merciful, more welcoming place for all. Translation, stop being so obsessed with gays and abortion. God loves everybody.
This can also be seen as another manifestation of the ongoing Saturn-Rahu combination, a transformation to the established order.
And here's a different manifestation of Uranus, the planet of unexpected events, influencing Mercury, which is the planet of the media. Remember a week ago when Russian President Vladimir Putin got his article published in the New York Times?
Yes. Well,
a week later, U.S. Senator John McCain got a piece of the media action for himself by having his opinion piece published in Pravda, Russia's official newspaper, as a response to Vladimir Putin's op-ed in the New York Times. Senator McCain addressed his article to ordinary Russians and accused President Putin of corruption and political repression.
Doesn't he know there are no ordinary Russians out there? too bad for John McCain that the BBC did some investigating on the streets of Moscow and could not find a kiosk selling a single copy of Pravda, though they did finally find an online version with McCain's article.
There you go. So you got punked again by the Russians. All right. Last week, Saturn, Rahu, and Venus were all on top of each other. Saturn is a practical planet. Venus is the planet of agreement. Rahu indicates something unusual. Well, it seems United States Secretary of State John Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister were able to quickly agree on the practical reality of how to deal with Syria's chemical weapons stockpile. Unusual in the sense of the USA and Russia being able to find common ground on a question that had seemed unsolvable for the past 2 years.
There's nothing like the threat of U.S. Tomahawk missiles flying through the air to focus one's attention.
Okay, but somehow this practical agreement energy did not get transmitted to Congress. And so on Friday, the Republican-led House voted to, again, defund Obamacare, but this time as part of the continuing resolution to finance the government. In other words, risking shutting down the government.
In other words, the Republicans' idea of practical compromise is, we'll fund the government in exchange for defunding the Affordable Care Act that brings health insurance to all citizens. And if you don't play our game, we'll run the government into a ditch.
Yeah, so then Obama blasted at Congress, saying that the Republicans, they're focused on politics. They're focused on trying to mess with me. They're not focused on you. Obama noted that the Affordable Care Act had been law already for 3 years, passed both chambers of Congress, and was ruled constitutional by the Supreme Court.
So here we go again. Politicians playing chicken with the economy.
Yeah, once again. Mars is still in Cancer and in square aspect to Saturn until October 5th. That's the planet of violence and destruction in a water sign, Cancer, sending its destructive energy to the planet of structures, Saturn. And in the United States, the record rainfall and subsequent flooding in Colorado has left a major mess. Roads are wiped out, thousands of homes and businesses destroyed, over $2 billion dollars worth of damages, and hundreds of people still unaccounted for.
Ah, that good old Bhadrapada.
Yes, that
also
too.
Last week, an enormous typhoon hit Japan, resulting in over 200,000 people having to be evacuated, flooding the famous tourist city of Kyoto, and causing further headaches for the radiation containment efforts at the Fukushima nuclear power plant.
And that's not all. Here in Mexico, Tropical Storm Manuel hit Acapulco on the west coast, while simultaneously on the Gulf Coast side of Mexico, Hurricane Ingrid pounded away. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated, and estimated 100 people lost their lives, mostly in landslides. And this is being called now Mexico's worst weather disaster since 1958. Yep, the month of Bhadrapada. Gotta watch out for that one.
Yeah. Last week, we had Venus, planet of entertainment, exactly conjunct Rahu, planet of obsession. Our obsession with video games got a big boost when the latest version of Grand Theft Auto became available. Some 8,300 stores opened at midnight on Tuesday to accommodate the gamers who lined up to get their itchy trigger fingers on the most highly anticipated and graphically violent video game of the year, which took in 800 million in the first 24 hours of sales. Another form of America, mental illness in America, maybe?
Okay, depends on your point of view. And just one more thing on the planetary pattern of Venus conjunct Saturn and Rahu, while simultaneously all are being attacked by Mars. An American male standby, Penthouse Magazine, appears to be in its death throes. The California company that owns the sexy magazine filed for bankruptcy last week. That's Venus, planet of sex, with Saturn, planet of the establishment, plus Rahu, obsession, all receiving the destructive energy of Mars.
I guess Penthouse, with its static photos, is just not steamy enough in the age of the internet and online videos. Ah, well, this soft porn icon is headed for the dustbin of history and into a few thousand boxes stashed in a few million garages across America.
Okay. all right, here's one that shows how the USA is finishing up its K2 sub period of the Mars major period. As we have mentioned before, Ketu, the shadow planet of dissolution, is in the second house of the USA's chart, the house of food and support. Therefore, issues around food would definitely be on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get this. Congresswoman Jackie Speier had a little show-and-tell on the House floor last week when she ripped into those of her fellow Congress critters who are hell-bent on cutting the food stamp program. Her demonstration included a steak, a bottle of vodka, and a jar of caviar. And she then went on to detail how much money these same members of Congress have spent on their own lavish meals while traveling overseas, all on the taxpayers' dime.
An absolutely beautiful way to expose those governmental piggies at the governmental trough. Reminds me of a great quote from George Orwell's novella, Animal Farm. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Indeed. Okay, and with that, we finish our take on the week that was. Be sure to click in with us next week. Till then,